This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're going to spend some time over the next month and a half talking about mothers and daughters right in time for Mother's Day. We have a fabulous new book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. And it's all about that magical bond between mothers and daughters and grandmothers too, and mothers-in-law. So why are we talking about mothers as role models today? Because even the most difficult teenage girl ends up being very pleased when she's told that she takes after her mother. And of course, everyone loves their grandmothers who can do no wrong. So moms are well aware of this and how important they are as role models to their children and grandchildren. And that's what we're going to talk about today. All the minor and major ways that mothers serve as examples to their progeny. Our first story is from Courtney Conover, who tells us that she grew up, like many Black girls, with her mom straightening her curly hair every Sunday afternoon. It was painful and time-consuming, and it taught her to not like her natural, beautiful hair. One day, Courtney was at the beach, and she saw something that changed her forever. A gorgeous, radiant woman who was smiling and happy and confidently wearing her hair unstraightened and curly. Courtney asked her about it. How did she feel about her natural hair? And the woman responded, "How do I not wear my hair like this? These curls are mine and I love them. How can I deny who I am?" After Courtney unloaded all her fears about going natural, the woman said, "Embrace your curls. Don't think about it. Just do it. It's a heck of a lot easier than you think. One day, it will be clear and you will understand." 5 years later, when Courtney's son was 4 and her daughter was 2 and she was a very busy mom, she thought about that conversation and she realized that pursuing straight hair was ruling her life. And she was just doing it because that was what she had been taught growing up. She had already decided she was not going to put her little daughter through all that hair straightening. She says, "Kennedy was born with thick, dark, perfectly clumped spiral curls, and from day one, I instilled in her that her curls were beautiful, and she agreed. I prided myself in caring for and never straightening her curls, despite my need to straighten mine incessantly." She was not only spending all that time straightening her own hair, but it was not the right message to send to her daughter. Courtney says, "When I straightened my strands during my lengthy blowout sessions, I noticed how Kennedy studied my every move. I could see the wheels in her head beginning to churn. If you think my curls are so pretty, why do you straighten yours? The day Kennedy would call me hypocritical was heading toward me like a freight train." Then Courtney thought about that confident, radiant woman on the beach. And so at age 38, she stopped straightening her hair. It was so damaged by all the chemicals that she had used to straighten it that it took a couple of years for new hair to grow in and act the way it was supposed to. Courtney concludes her tale by saying, "In an effort to teach my young daughter to love her wildly curly hair, I have finally learned to do the same."
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Lisa Wright Dixon tells us a story about how her mother's strength inspired her. She says she'll never forget the phone call that she received at work one morning. "Is this Ms. Dixon?" The voice on the other end of the line sounded distant. "I'm calling from the Vineland Police Department." Lisa lived in South Carolina, but her mother and brother lived in Vineland, New Jersey. Lisa immediately knew this call was about something very bad. It turned out that her mother had been caught in a fire in her home and was burned on 70% of her body. She had been flown by helicopter to Philadelphia, and she was near death. As Lisa drove north, she reviewed all her favorite memories of her mother, how her mom walked her to school, how she made her cookies. She also remembered how tough her mother could be, like the time that a little boy was teasing Lisa, and her mom went right up to the boy's mother and told her in no uncertain terms that her son had better knock it off. When Lisa got to the burn center, she found her mom wrapped head to toe in bandaging, like a mummy. All that was showing were her eyes and nose. The next few months, her mother fought her way back from the brink of death. She was kept in a drug-induced coma because of the pain from the burns. During this time, she survived 2 bouts of pneumonia, the constant infections that plague burn survivors, numerous operations, and countless skin grafts. 4 months after the fire, the doctors decided it was time to bring Lisa's mother out of the coma. To help bring her around, the doctor suggested playing her favorite music and talking to her. Lisa spent 2 weeks talking to her mother, hoping she would wake up, but nothing happened. But then one morning, when Lisa returned to the hospital, she saw a bunch of smiling nurses, and she learned that her mother was awake and, in fact, was being helped into a wheelchair. When her mom looked up and saw Lisa, her face lit up and she smiled. Everyone started to clap, and Lisa started to sob with relief. It was a long journey from there, but Lisa's mom worked incredibly hard and she recovered. She had to relearn how to walk, talk, eat, dress herself, and do all the other things we take for granted. Plus, she had to learn to live with the permanent change to her appearance from the burns. People would often stare at her and ask what had happened. It made Lisa very upset, but her mom took it in stride. What she cared about was that she was still alive. Lisa concludes her story by saying, "No matter what life brings to me, I try to remember to see the glass as half full. I owe it to my mom, who never gave up." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. You can find the book on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Mayer's, and other big box retailers and independent bookstores. And if you have your own story to share with our readers, we would love to hear from you. We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul writing family. Just click on Submit Your Story on the Books pull-down menu on our website, and we'll guide you through the process of submitting your story and becoming a published author. We're collecting stories for half a dozen new topics, and you may very well have the perfect story for one of our 2025 books. And please come back for our next episode for 2 wonderful stories about how terrific motherly advice can continue from beyond the grave.